Welcome to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast, the voice of hockey in America, with your host, Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine.
So welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Today we are joined by the award-winning filmmaker Gabe Polsky, whose new film, In Search of Greatness, comes out tomorrow in theaters nationwide. Hey Gabe, thanks a lot for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thanks a lot, Harry. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, Gabe, you've been involved with filmmaking for a long time, and this is not your first foray into the world of sports. Mm-hmm. You were also the driving force behind the great 2014 film Red Army, which looked behind the Iron Curtain at the fabled Soviet Union hockey dynasty. What is it about the topic of sports that interests you so much?
Yeah, well, I grew up playing hockey in the Chicago area, and, what's competitive about it, eventually I played Division I hockey at Yale, and, So clearly, I learned a lot of lessons in sport and kind of for life as well. And all these things that are in the movie In Search of Greatness are things that I've been thinking about my whole life. And, you know, as a young athlete and all the way up to college and then, you know, even afterwards as a filmmaker, it's the same themes about, you know, what is greatness and how can it be cultivated and the strange intangibles of greatness, I would say. And so finally, you know, after a while, I felt like I needed to tell this story because I did feel that, you know, there's oftentimes a misunderstanding of what, at least in my opinion, of what greatness really is. And if you don't even understand what it is, then how are you gonna nurture it? So that's why I made the film.
Okay. Well, you put in some of your notes, you put that this is your most personal film to date. And I know you said you grew up playing hockey and all that. Can you kind of go into a little bit more detail why this is such a personal project
for you?
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it is incredible personal. I don't know if I'll ever make a film this personal and so kind of direct. You know, I grew up and, you know, I was the kind of kid that didn't, you know, that really, I guess, was always sort of wondering and questioning what was going on and sort of, I guess, youth sports and youth hockey. And you know, I wasn't a kid that just sort of did everything that I was told all the time, for good or worse. You know, I really kind of wondered why we were doing, let's say, certain drills or why we were playing certain style and how coaches were behaving and how parents were behaving. I sort of always was thinking about what was going on around, and I didn't always do always what I was told, and so, you know, I kind of ended up on the bench sometimes, but, you know, I ended up making it pretty far. But I just felt like, you know, when I was a kid, I would go to the stadium to see something really spectacular, okay? Like, you know, when you watch Patrick Kane or, you know, Wayne Gretzky or Mario Lemieux, really they're doing something that we've never seen before, and you know, mind-blowing. The kind of guys that do something, you look at the person next to you and say, wow, did you just see that? That was amazing. And so I would look at that and say, well, that's just unbelievable. Then that's, you know, that's why we spend money to go to sports. They're the guys that are selling the tickets. But then I would go back to practice, and you try some of these things or you do things a certain way to emulate the greats, let's say, and you're punished for it because, you know, it doesn't fit in the style that, let's say, is being played or coached. And, you know, I found that to be incredibly disappointing because greatness is creativity. We go and we want to see something amazing happen, and usually those people that are the most creative are the most productive as well on the ice. They get more points, they win, you know, so on. They're having fun. But yet there seemed to be kind of a lack of encouragement of creativity and kind of different ways of playing and thinking, and that appreciation wasn't there. So, you know, at times, you know, you have great coaches that you remember that are maybe more open-minded, that really make an impact on your life. But then a lot of times, and I'm sure everybody has experienced this, has coaches that are more closed-minded and conservative, and they're more fearful of the creative player, and it can destroy like a lot of people's love for the game, you know. And it's just so important that coaches understand the responsibility they have to create a positive environment, and because it sort of affects the player, not just as the time playing there, but beyond that. And so we can have, I think, more coaches that are think a little bit deeper about the game and about human psychology, and that's what a lot of the things in this film kind of talk about, I think, in a unique way, in an entertaining way.
that's a perfect segue into my next question, because you said that your mission of this film is to inspire a nationwide movement that encourages creativity, freedom, and positivity as the foundations for greatness and positive mental health. I'm reading right from that. But it says, without giving anything away, does the film provide just examples of that, or do you try to come up with answers, or do you just want to get the viewer to think about that and answer their own questions?
I think it's definitely both. There's a lot of answers in there, and there's a lot of guidance in the film, both for players, coaches, parents, a lot of guidance. But the thing about life and about greatness is that there really isn't one way, you know. You can't like force a kid to try and be like, everyone has their own greatness, you know, their own abilities, their strengths and weaknesses, and you have to really kind of develop your own voice, right? So you can't like sit there. I know a lot of times coaches and institutions, they try and make formulas how to do this and greatness and sort of really, but it's never a formula, you know. It's more kind of encouraging new thoughts, new ideas, but you know, and sort of teamwork together, but sort of an openness and sort of allowance for these interesting things to happen out there. So I don't know. Did that answer your question, Harry?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I think there was one.
It does ask a lot of questions, you know, obviously, but you know, there's a lot of guidance in there, and you know, there's a lot of interesting ideas that are explored.
You know, because there's one gentleman in the film who talks just about what you said, and you know, that it's not a formula. It comes out of a box.
Yeah, and one thing that we haven't mentioned, Harry, is that we're not talking who is delivering this message here in this film. It's the greatest athletes of all time. Okay, it's not me. In a way, I'm encouraging them to talk about certain things, but you know, I knew that, you know, who are people going to listen to? They're going to listen to the greatest of all time, and that's what this film is. It's through the eyes of the greatest ever. Okay, Gretzky, Pelé, Jerry Rice, Muhammad Ali, Michael Jordan, Serena Williams. I mean, you know, if there's anyone we can learn these lessons from, that's who it is, and that's who people want to hear from. So this isn't like some rogue idea. It's like a group of goats that are basically telling us what we need to hear about life and greatness.
Right.
I think it's in a way that we've never seen them before talk about this stuff.
Well, you mentioned that, you know, I know that you told me before when we were talking about Red Army that you had met Wayne Gretzky during the premiere up in Toronto and struck up a bit of a relationship with him. What's it like working with Wayne on this film?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it took a while to get him, to be honest. I thought it would be a little bit easier, but it took, I don't know, 6 months. And, you know, I finally got through. But the funny thing is that when I was interviewing, it seemed he didn't even know what the film was about or what I was doing. So apparently the message didn't kind of get through to him. But he did agree to do an interview. He was very kind of gracious and kind to me. But, you know, I was there to tell, you know, I wanted to make one of the greatest sports films, you know, I could. And it was really all business and really tried to get to the heart and soul of who this guy is and how he thinks and what's important, you know. And that's basically, you know, I'm not trying to, although he, you know, he did like Red Army. It's not like this, if I made a bad film here or an average film, that would be the last time I ever talked to Gretzky probably. So I had to go make a great film, and he's coming to the premiere in L.A., on November 1st, so at least, it's, you know, he definitely supports and loves the film.
That's great. Well, you know, Wayne, that's the interesting thing about Wayne is that he's kind of in various mediums has kind of promoted these things for a long time. The things like in the movie, he says, we've lost our creativity and imagination. It's so structured now. And I guess my question to you is, because of just the way society is today with, you know, you don't just let your kid out until, you know, at all hours of the day to go down to the sand lot or the pond and, you know, come home for supper. It doesn't seem like that takes place. What kind of things can be done to encourage things like creativity and bring back the feel of the pond or the sand lot?
Well, I mean, exactly what you said. I mean, I think that it's you know, from personal experience, I mean, everything I learned as a hockey player, the most important things, the things that made me, you know, recruited by a Division I program was simply the fact that I had this outdoor rink in this neighborhood I lived in, Glencoe, Illinois, called Wass. And I've never had more fun than playing out on that ice rink, just messing around and just being free. And that's where I developed all the skill that I had and unique ability, you know, whatever I had that was unique was because of that. I believe that, you know, the more that kids are able to do that and play and mess around, experiment, that the more interesting hockey players they are, the more interesting people, and they can develop, really understand themselves, because they're not like doing these rote drills, and they're seeing how, you know, playing is sort of, by nature, you find out your strengths and weaknesses, and you start to develop mechanisms to sort of compensate for that. And that's what, I mean, it's not just me, it's like, you know, Gretzky, Pelé, all these guys, that's how they all did it and learned, and eventually that's why people spend millions and millions of dollars, they become heroes, but it all starts in your backyard, just playing around, and that's where the passion develops too. It doesn't develop when a coach is doing all these rote drills. That's not where passion is.
No, absolutely, and I think one of the things that you're seeing a little bit of a shift away from just kids standing in line waiting for their next opportunity to do a drill. You know, USA Hockey has promoted things like station-based practices where kids are moving around all the time, small area games where you're in actual real game type situations, and that's where you're learning.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, this is the truth. I just have to say it, that, you know, the happier the players, I think the more success they'll be as a team as well. When you have players that are not having fun and not happy, they're not going to win. And I know that people are obsessed with winning, but the first things first is figuring out how to make the game joyful for people to play. That's it, because that's what greatness is. It really is. And so I think if we focus on that and understanding that, I think things will be a lot better in the short term and long term.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Gabe, you're encouraging on the website, you're encouraging athletes to watch this as a team activity, and you've created a workbook for viewers to download off of your website, which is insearchofgreatness.com. Is there any one particular thing you want a kid or a coach or a parent to walk away from? If they only take one thing away from In Search of Greatness, one thing you'd like them to have?
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe a couple things. One is just I encourage people to be open-minded, to really sort of not be fearful of new ideas, but to just be open-minded and thoughtful, and that to not judge, not to just judge somebody by the first thing you see and, you know, by its cover, you know? I mean, if this guy is sort of, let's say, looks like the typical hockey player, is strong, he's big, that doesn't mean he's going to be great at all. And look for other things that make somebody unique that might turn into greatness, which you see in every athlete that became great, like Tom Brady, like Lionel Messi. I mean, it's a very common thing. And then the other thing is just, again, focus on having fun. That's it, even at the highest level. Because if you're having fun, you're doing something right, and I can tell you that.
Absolutely.
Well, no one's having fun when you're losing. But listen, the first thing is you'll never find a successful team that's not like having a good time. It's not the other way around. It's not like, oh, we got to win so that we're having fun. That's not how it works.
Absolutely. Well, my last question to you is, and I think I asked you this the last time we talked, is there another hockey film or sports film in your future, or are you planning to maybe venture off into some other projects?
Yeah, I mean, I hate being pigeonholed, I'm not going to be pigeonholed, but I do have something incredibly entertaining and darkly hilarious that's coming up that actually does take place in the hockey world. That's my next film, and it's going to be incredibly entertaining. I'm pretty sure we're going to be talking again, Harry.
Well, that's, you know what, it's always great to talk to you, Gabe, and it's always great to have you on. Once again, the movie, Gabe's new movie, In Search of Greatness, hits theaters nationwide tomorrow. Check it out, and with your team or by yourself, with your parents and your coaches, and hopefully you can come away with some valuable lessons about how to continue to have fun and continue to be creative. Well, Gabe, thanks so much for taking the time. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and thanks, everybody, for another USA Hockey Magazine podcast.
Thanks a lot, Harry. They can visit the website, too, in searchofgreatness.com.
You've been listening to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast, produced by Norman Hayward and Jeff Carpenter. Be sure to follow us on usahockeymagazine.com, as well as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks for listening.